Show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and God bless you. In this new year, we're almost, I think we are, we're past the halfway mark of the month already, January 17th here, and things are just moving and just happening for our ministry. And I know they're happening for you, and that God is faithful. Our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Again, our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Been a crazy first couple of weeks here. If you're like me, you had so much that you were taking care of, so much that you were doing throughout the holidays. Even though you try and rest, your mind continues, your ministry, your business still continues, and you try and get that time in for yourself. And time to reflect, time to ponder, time to pray, and you just don't know if you actually get that or not. Not to the quality that you may need, but you know, it's a good thing. Praise God. It's a good thing to be starting off the year just believing in the power of God and what He can do. If we can look at all of last year and reflect on the very positive things that He did. On a New Year's Day, I preached a service at our church. And I preached on looking forward and seeing things come to you, looking forward for this year. That you know that all the types of, what do you call those, resolutions that are out there does not change much. Because I don't know how many of y'all made resolutions, you can't even remember what you made last year. And you may have made some this past year. But none of those actually change things. But change in your life. Through prayer, changing your life through writing down things that you want to do this year in faith. You can't go wrong in God's house by thinking on godly things that you want to do. Godly things that you want to see accomplished. Godly things that you want to see in your life. It may be some simple personal goals, but just to get started on it. Just to get things moving on it. You know, this last few days, I've been able to kind of ponder a bit. Kind of look through the year and sift through some gems that happened this past year, some things that may have changed just the focus on what we're doing. And one of the things is in the book publishing, we've added so many new authors just this past year and added so many books. But I had to think about things. I had to really think about how I want to do this publishing part of our ministry. I mean, it was coming to the point where it could be a business or whether it could be a just stay as a ministry. And I had to tell you that the publishing in itself and getting things ready and putting it out there up to this point, you know, where I see it going and where I see what the whole purpose of building it was for, I have to say that I am constantly affirmed that I want to keep it more of a ministry than in business. And the reason for that is when I work on books, when I put things together, I have to really feel that God is calling me to put this book into the market, to put this book into people's hands. And that's where the ministry part of it comes from. And when I put this book together and I have to put a book together that I'm not all 100% in, or just because they've sent me a gift to get their book published that we put it there, you know, I'm going to keep it simple, my friends. And I don't mean to offend anyone. In fact, we're honoring all the books that we've done this last year. We're going to take care of that. And we're going to do a show coming up in a few days. We'll probably do a show on Thursday. Just talking about each book that we published this past year and what they are. And we'll probably have a little bit of an interview from each of the authors. You know, just to continue to be a blessing to those men and women of God. But as of this year, starting in January, we have one more book that was brought in. I'm not going to say by faith, I'm going to say by just friends and stuff that they needed something done. And we're going to finish that book, but that's it. The only books we're going to continue to publish through Rev Media Publishing is the books that God has put on our hearts to do, and publishing our own books, and not looking to get outside clients, not looking outside to build anything beyond what we got. So there's going to be a change and a shift to Rev Media Publishing Online. I just want to let you know it, let you hear it, let you understand it. Not looking to drum any business, looking to change lives is all I'm looking to do. And publishing is a way we do it, but we have to really understand how God is having us do this. And I just hadn't felt it in there. I've seen it growing, but we're still going to go to the book shows. We're still going to be strong in ebooks, but I really think we need to push what we have right now. We have a great arsenal of books from faith to relationships. In fact, my book, Almost Out of Grace, got a huge, huge read and review from an individual that purchased it during the holidays. And I got to tell you, they encouraged me when they wrote back. In fact, today I'm going to have to send them an email and let them know that I got their email and I appreciate their response. They just enjoyed the book tremendously. They've read it this is the third time they've read it since they've got the book in Christmas. And simple testimony from it, they said several layers of hurt, mistrust, guilt, blame were being peeled off of them as they turned through the book. They said, thank you for making a stand and being firm and giving the tough love. They've even put in the category of tough love this chapter, and it made them realize a lot of things. In fact, later on the show, I'll read you a part, not all, but a part of that testimony. It was a good, it's almost 2 pages of a Word document in an email. And I'm excited just because, you know, I know that when God put that in my heart to write that book, that it was going to reach someone, is in touch someone. And now we've reached and touched someone, and I'm sure we're touched many other people, but it encourages me that I need to continue to push that book, that I don't need to go try and figure out another one to write. In fact, I'm writing several, but the publishing business we put together, the publishing ministry is put together to bring the Word of God through stories, through experiences, through illustrations, through personal revelation, to bring those books to people. And I have to be 100% on top of those books. Now, there's still people that we're going to still service. Gary Wood, Gerald Davis, we'll still be able to take care of those men. David Hope, we'll be able to help those gentlemen and get their books out, because we really know what they're calling us to do. And they're all a part of our ministry in some way or fashion. We may introduce a few more new authors as well. But the main thing that we want to do is, we're not going to treat it like a business. And we're not going to treat it to the point where we have to see certain profits, or we have to make a strategy plan to sell it. And we're going to just let God do it and just let God bring it to pass. So that right there was one of the main things that this year had me look at and restructure. There's nothing wrong with restructuring, my friends. Sometimes when you look at things that you're doing in ministry and in business, and you look at it, you have to move things around, change things, make things look a little better. See how you can help people. I mean, we see how you are servicing it. See how people can be reached more. And just seeing where your heart is with that. I was having lunch with my friend today, and he said, of course you need to be happy about what you do. Because, you know, you have to have some kind of enjoyment to doing what you got to do. Or you're not going to go far in it, or it's not going to be your best. And I think that's very true. I think that's very true in the things that we do in faith. Know what you're called to do. Know your giftings. Understand them. And you will be a blessing, and blessings will come to you. And it's not going to be hard to do the work of the Lord. So that is one of the things that we just touching on today. Just letting you know what's happening with Rev Media Publishing. Almost Out of Grace is the book that I'm talking about. If you have not gotten that book, you need to get it. It's changing people's lives, and I have testimonies to prove it. So I want you to get encouraged. I want you to be strong. I want you to have the faith that you want to have, and and know that we are here to be a blessing. And just talking about that, being a blessing, I will be in the Rio Grande Valley area, Rio Grande Valley of Texas, this next week, the 28th through the 20th, or to the 1st, I'll be preaching at a church, three churches. I'll be preaching at the Mercedes Christian Church on Sunday, both services, 6 p.m. and 10:30 a.m. This Mercedes Christian Church, located right off Mercedes Street, Texas Avenue. Take a right, go all the way down. You'll see it about 2-3 miles down on your left-hand side. I will also be preaching at Kingdom Faith Church in Reynosa, Texas, and I'll be preaching there with Pastor Mike Renteria, and I'll be preaching at his church, and they're located off Mile 16 in Elsa. And I will also be preaching at one more church. Hold on. I'm not going to forget the name. Freedom Faith, Freedom Christian Center, located in McAllen, Texas, off Pecan Avenue. And I'll be out there preaching over there on Wednesday, the 2nd or the 1st of February. So God has a huge plan for what we're doing and how we're doing it. And we're going to see what God does, see how God operates in our lives, and see how what he does for our faith and what he does for our work that we're doing, our work that we're trying to get done. Well, just write those down on your calendar. Hopefully you can join us if you're out in the area. If not, I just loaded those two particular churches with those three of those churches with the streaming capabilities. Two of the churches I know are using the streams. Two of them are. So you'll maybe I'll catch my Sunday and my Saturday, and my Sunday and my Wednesday service. The other one, they're still working on some of the internet stuff, and we'll see what happens. Had a great time this last few weeks trying to figure out where we want the television to go through, where we want the radio to go through. Just trusting God and seeing what else is happening out there and how we can fit in the next plan into our schedules. It takes time. It takes time to write books. It takes time to work on people's books. It takes time to do these shows. And then now we're adding TV to our ministry and to our schedule. If you have not been able to go to Rev Media TV, well, I recommend it. We have several hours of listeners. I think we have maybe 20-something hours divided into three channels. I believe we have at least 20-something hours, about 5 hours on my channel and 3 hours on another channel and 8 hours on another channel. So you're looking at a lot of hours. I'll tally it up, but you're looking at least 24 hours worth of video that you can look at through these things. And you're going to see God do some good things with this. You're going to see God just minister. We just started loading it this month, starting in the beginning of the month. I just made a purpose that we're going to get the station on. How many of us know that it just takes us doing something? I even put it on my Facebook that even with whatever I got, I had to put it on the air. And the reason I had to put it on the air was because I needed to make sure that I did everything I could to get this thing running, to get this entire video thing. Have you ever had something in your heart pulling on you so much that you knew that you had to get it done, that you knew that you had to make it happen, that you knew that you had to just get this done, that you felt God called you to do something and you had to do it? Did you ever have that? I have tried many times to get a good TV platform, and then for the last 4 months, we've had one of the best TV platforms, but I just hadn't had the chance to sit down and manage it, to work it, and to put it together. But thank God that my January was slower than I thought it was. In fact, I thought this entire month that I would be out of town in Boston and in Del Rio and in other places and Atlanta. But God had a plan, and I didn't go to either of those places, but I'm going to the valley to do some preaching, and it gave me time. It gave me 2 weeks of time to sit there, to work, to make things happen, to figure out how I want Rev Media TV designed and finish it up and add videos. And we've had some stuff added, but it was just sitting there. It was just sitting there, not getting any attention from our part of our staff and our ministry and myself. But we just finished paying it off. And I think that was the main thing. The last 3 months, we're just working on paying it off. And we just paid off the entire bill for that. There's other things that we can add down the road. But we just were excited. We were just excited to have it paid off completely. And we just started to put together the videos and throw stuff on. And I didn't have the right formats that I wanted on there because we're trying to get the other things running and trying to make it all happen. And, you know, it just didn't work out the way I wanted to. But sometimes it's like that. So it took me some time to transcode some of this stuff to a different format and to make things a different available a different way. And it just, you know, I figured, well, we need something. I have the videos that I'm going to put them on there. And right now, so far, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 channels up. We've got another couple coming up. And just working on it and making sure everything is happening like we normally would just work anything. Every day, there's a little bit of work done to it. But, you know, it starts where you just start somewhere. You just start and do something. You just try and make something happen. You don't just sit there and look at it and watch it just waste away. How many of us feel like that? That sometimes that we just let things waste away. We never use things. You know, this past year during Christmas, there's so many things that my kids that I could have got my kids and things that I decided to get them instead. And I just told them this year, every year I get you a lot of different things and a lot of that stuff just goes to waste. It don't really happen. It doesn't really do anything for you. So we decided on some other stuff, and they were okay with it. They understood. But how many of us feel like that? That the things that we get sometimes just don't do anything with it. We just don't make things happen with it. We just don't accomplish much with it. And then we just feel bad sometimes, and we just feel like, oh, it's never going to get done. Well, you know what? It all starts with just doing a little bit of something on something. You know, I was going through one of the interviews that I taped. Not really an interview. I was just taking video of my friend's ministry out there, Licensed to Parent, Shepherd's Hill Academy in Morton. I think it's Morton. Is it Morton, Georgia? I forget the name of the place, but it's over there in Georgia. It's between Atlanta and between Greenville, South Carolina. It's in the middle. Martin, Georgia. That's what it is. Martin, Georgia. And they have the best pecan pie I've ever had over there. It was so good at this little place. But anyway, we're doing some videos, and he just started talking and do like a video thing. I didn't have the best microphone where I'd play the interview for you. And he just basically was talking about how there was this piece of land there, and it was a nice, beautiful basketball court that the kids built. These kids, to let you know about Licensed to Parent Shepherd's Hill Academy, or they had like all their kids, or take troubled kids. They live basically like Gilligan's Island out there in the woods, and they have to survive with what they got, and they're given some basic amenities, but they pretty much sleep and live out in the woods in cabins that are built, and they use kerosene heaters in these big old drums, these big metal drums, and they cook and everything outside, and they live outside, they go to the restroom outside, they bathe outside. And they go through this for, I think, a year and a half until they complete the courses. And then they return back to society, if you want to call it that. And there's no phones. There's no internet. There's no electricity. It's just basic survival elements, and that's it. And so I was taking video, and they have a strong record, a very strong record of accomplishing what they need to accomplish in young adults and young teens and helping them get through a hard time. And a lot of families know of them back in that area. And around the nation, it's starting to become very popular, their method of teaching. But when I was videotaping, he was telling me about the court they built that that all the dirt from that court came from this huge hole. And there's like this huge crater in the ground. And these kids dug all the dirt that they needed out. And they put it over there. But to look at how much dirt was actually gone and how much dirt that field, that court took, it took hours and hours of digging and hours of moving. But he said this one thing that stuck with me, but it never would have got done if someone just didn't start with the first shovel and putting some dirt and dropping it and just start it with a little bit at a time. And it wasn't something done quickly. It was over a long period of time. They finally got it done. And it looks like a real nice clay court type basketball court, and that's nice. That's just amazing how they built that. And of course, they got a regular sized goal. They don't have a basket there with a peach basket with down on top of some boards. No, they have an actual goal, fiberglass goal, and everything. But it looks nice. It looks really good. And that is something that I want you to take. That is something I want you to understand, that for your vision to move forward, for people's lives to get changed, for things that happen in your ministry, for things that happen in your faith, well, it starts somewhere. Like I said before, I Twittered or I Facebook, whatever you want to call it, I put on my Facebook that about when Rev Media TV was finally up, and I added some videos, and I took some time to learn some of the stuff on there, the software, the website stuff, the template stuff, and just learned it and understood it to where I could make a good product and make the custom changes to it. I was excited about it. You know, I was always excited about having Rev Media TV. That's never been the question, never been the thought of not being excited about it, but I wasn't using it. But I was still excited about having it because, hey, we have an IPT system. This is what we're going to do in the future. This is how we're going to do it. This blah, blah, blah. But to actually be hands-on, putting videos up, changing the design, making it more customizable to what we want and what I want to see as our general template for everyone when they come on there. You know, I was more excited about it the next day. In fact, I was sharing it to people, sending it out to people, and letting them know about it. Why? Well, that's how life is, my friends. When you start operating in something and doing something, you will become more excited about it. You will become more boisterous about it. You will want to let people know what you're doing. But it starts with something. It starts with having something and doing something, my friends. We're going to go to a break real quick. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with us. And hopefully this is blessing you. We'll be back. God bless.
A 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
One of the surprises after doing our daily 60-second look at sports is to discover the faith some of the great sports figures had in the past, possibly because there are but a few sports media people who really feel comfortable talking about the issues of personal faith like John Wooden's. It was only recently, with the books written by Pat Williams, has any light been shed on this engaging subject. It all started with John and his Christian marriage with Nell Riley, who then states his acceptance of Christ was a gradual thing. But I do remember coming to a point as a young man where I looked back and realized that I had been a believer for quite some time, which causes us all to reflect on Psalm 9:14. I will rejoice in my salvation.
A 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
I asked American League umpire Ted Barrett what went through his mind after he worked his first World Series game.
As a young man, I used to dream about playing in a World Series, but, you know, to be out there umpiring in it, ever since I started out at umpire school, it was my dream to one day work a World Series, and it came true. And it was exciting, it was fun, but I tell you, it is nothing compared to the love of Jesus Christ. And that is first and foremost in my life. And I just encourage anybody that's listening that maybe doesn't have a relationship with Christ to find out what it's all about and to just get with somebody that you know knows the Bible and ask questions and decide for yourself.
For more sports, go to asecondlookatsports.org.
Believing you're going to heaven does not make it so. Believing God is what makes you know. Believing you're okay does not make it true. Believing God is what carries one through. Believing we're not so bad can take us to hell. Realizing we're sick can make us well. Faith in faith cannot deliver, but faith in God will fail you never. When we see God, we cry, woe is me, and that transforms us to the image we see. As in a glass, God's glory beholding, a new vessel now the potter is molding. Then those who escape will remember their ways, now loathing themselves for the evil of those days. But this change brings joy to be his own, under his shadow, and no more alone. Church of the King, MacAllen.org, on Ware Road, 1/2 mile north of Lark, 585-4402. Side with God against yourself, and you can't lose.
Who or what is to blame for the incredible youth crisis in America today, and how can we fix it? Hi, I'm Trace Embry with Shepherd's Hill Farm with a hard word. I would take issue with the fact that we actually have a youth crisis today, although our youth are surely suffering. Any youth crisis we have is a result of a greater parent crisis, which is an outworking of a greater cultural crisis, which is a byproduct of an even more significant church crisis. 2 Chronicles 7:14 seems to indicate, until we, God's people, can get our act together, we can't expect our land to be healed. When our culture no longer puts a premium on stuff and self, when we quit being a nation of style over substance, our land can heal. God, family, and a return to a premium on moral character will then fill the void. This will produce more good and godly parents, who will then produce more good and godly youth.
Trace is the founder and director of Shepherd's Hill Farm, a Christ-centered and biblically-based program serving at-risk teens. Watch our video and learn more at shfteens.org.
This is David Yanez with Rev Media Network. Just want to take a couple of minutes to talk to you about Second Look at Sports and a 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen. These programs have been broadcasting with us for about a year now. We broadcast the 30-minute programs, the Second Look at Sports, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. And I tell you, they have been a part of a huge afternoon growth from 3 to 5 p.m. that has been a blessing. To see on the stats, we've seen these numbers just growing. We have a lot of listeners listening between those time slots, and it's a huge blessing to see that these shows are touching people. Now, a 60-second look at sports has been used on our music channel, our sermon channel, our talk radio channel. These three channels broadcast 24/7, and we have these 60-second slots that we throw them in throughout the day. So almost after every show and after almost every broadcast that we have, even other commercials, you'll hear Dr. Dwight Allen, and you hear some old 60-second look at sports, and you hear the current ones, and we just mix them up and throughout all the channels that we have on the station. And it's a blessing because we're seeing people touched, and being a sports fan that I am, and just being an athlete, I love hearing these stars, these athletes, these coaches, people just talking about Jesus, just talking about the things that God is doing in their life. So it's a blessing to see this type of shows put together. I know there's a lot of work in it. There's a lot of quality in it, because I tell you what, we've had over 745,000 people visit our site in the last month alone. And I believe that a part of that growth, and a big part of that growth, is the quality that these programs like a 60-second look at sports and a second look at sports have brought to our broadcasting station. So I want to tell you, Dr. Dwight Allen is doing a great, great job. We here at the station, we call him Coach, just because of all the sports things that he does. And I tell you, he is a blessing to us, and it's a privilege to be broadcasting his programs, but also to be partnering with him in ministry and just seeing the people of God being touched. People all over the world are hearing these programs on our station, and I believe that they're just being blessed with it. God bless you. Thank you so much. Listen to a 60-second look at sports, a second look at sports throughout our broadcasting station at revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Have a blessed day. You've been listening to RevMediaNetwork.com, where the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts are brought to you daily 24/7 on your online connection.
All right, my friends, just want to get a hold of you real quick and let you listen to a few of those commercials. We don't have many, but we do. The ones we do, we kind of play them to make sure you get them, because there's a lot of times that we wish that these guys can be live with us, and they can't. They're all busy doing their ministry things, just like we are. And we just want to make sure that we can let them on the air, let you hear them. You had a little bit of Ron Smith there, and you had a little bit of Coach and then you had me doing a little bit of endorsing Coach, and then you have, of course, had Trace Embry, and those are guys that we wish we could get live all the time. In fact, I'm probably going to get Trace on the air with us. Hopefully in the next few weeks we get him on the air, and I'll be traveling all next week. Not next week, but the following week I'll be traveling. So we're going to try and get two or three shows in a week like we normally do, and just keep this thing going, keep him faithful to what God has given us. That's a very important thing. If you're not faithful to what God has given you and caused you to do, it's not going to prosper much or grow. But the way you do it is you just make yourself available and you just work with what God is giving. Work with what God has given. So Rev Media TV is going to be some awesome stuff this year. I'm serious. It's going to be amazing. In fact, I'm working with some new software. I'm not going to mention the name yet because I'm in the process of getting them to give me some finances for producing and for presenting people to them in broadcasting and stuff. Just not yet, because we're buying some software. It's going to cost us a lot, like $500. But what we're going to do is with this software, we're going to be able to switch from two cameras. I've already played with it and already put it together, and I've already been producing shows, but simulating some shows and seeing how quick the switchers were and stuff. So this next week, we're going to produce a couple of things, small ones, short ones, just to see how they work together and see how much hard drive space it's going to require. And then we need to get a hard drive, and we need to start putting our stuff on the separate hard drive just for these shows for Midwatch TV. But what it does, it's going to give us a whole new way of broadcasting. You know, the biggest thing that I run into is time. I don't know if you know this, but your time is the highest commodity that you could probably have, because it's so much time you have to give to search ministries, to helping them and doing your ministry. So I am approached every week to help people put shows together and stuff, but I have to tell them that I can't because I'm so focused on what we're doing. We're just not a broadcasting station. Amen. We're just not a radio station. We're just not a TV station. We do missions, of course. We're out preaching at churches. We're constantly in front of churches helping them put things together and uploading their shows and helping them put their message out. We are a media ministry. We do books and broadcasting. So there's so much goes into what we do. So much goes into what we have. So much goes into the things that we're trying to accomplish that you just have to tell people sometimes you can't be there for them on editing and videotaping all the time. You mean you can't be everything to everyone. Don't ever be afraid to tell someone no. Just tell them the truth. And usually if you tell the truth and you're gentle and you let them know, they're usually okay. I know that there's several ministries that wanted me to help them, and I could not be with them because their demands are requiring a lot more. I would have to let go of what I'm doing to go help them on what they're doing. And I just know that it's okay. It is okay. There's so much stuff that has to get done in ministry. You just have to know how to balance yourself. Well, before I'm way off the subject, but what I was going to tell you is this software is neat. It basically takes all the editing that you would spend after videotaping something and adding the pop-ups and adding all the scrolling and the title texting and all this stuff. You can do this with the software, plus switch between two cameras, plus during the live recording of it, you can actually edit some shows into it. You can actually play other shows. You can go to break and everything. So I was in the station all day yesterday messing with this, getting it down, making sure I knew what to do and how to work this stuff in. And I tell you, my friends, I will tell you this, my friends, it is on. It is on. I love it. In fact, I can't wait to get the full license of this software, and I'm waiting to get a response from the people in Germany that make it. And if they do and it's favorable, I will buy it and I will use it, and we'll be able to make shows quicker than what we've made them before. In fact, the show that would normally take us 5 hours to make will only take us an hour, hour and a half, maybe less than that, depending on how we do things. It takes about an hour. If we use the software and it's completely edited and ready to go, and then it renders for another X amount of however long the show is, you always have to add time to that. So anyway, I lost a lot of you on that, but basically we've been busy getting the platform ready for this, and we're excited about it because we know that it's going to not only help us, but a lot of the churches that are with us now, They all want to go to television. They all want to do television stuff. They all want to broadcast with through TV. And I am able to give them a very cost-effective, different avenue that they can go through. And that's the best. That's part of ministry, saving funds for them and letting them still put their message out and still be a blessing. That is something that I know that God has put in our hearts to do and put in our hearts to help them with. This last year, we were able to go to India 2 times, and that was an amazing thing. I think the second time, I could just see God doing great things. But this year, I'm planning probably just to go in November again. And just going out there at that time, mainly because the weather was a lot cooler and it wasn't as bad, but the mosquitoes weren't as bad either. So I think that is wise. And I'm going to try, and I've got an invitation to Kenya in June. So I'll probably be in Kenya in June, and then I'm going to be in Russia probably in August. So that is the plan, and if I can get those 3 trips in, and one trip to India, one trip to Russia, one trip to Kenya, I think I would have fulfilled my missions call for the year, because we have so much stuff we're doing here. So please keep those dates and those months and those countries in prayer. We've never been to Russia, but we have a good friend that goes there, and those that door just happened to open up, and I'm praying that something good happens. Like I say, work with what you got. Amen. God will do the rest. That is what I'm always telling people. Work with what you got. God will do the rest. Be a blessing to people, and people will be a blessing back. Now, not everybody will, but those that understand the concept of being blessed by someone will be a blessing back, and they will touch people's lives. Just be encouraged about that, my friends. Be encouraged about that. So this year, we're kicking off a new thing for us, and really not new, but a little bit more aggressive we will be, and that is the traveling ministry. We're just going to start pushing it, and just seeing it happen. Like I said before, have you ever had something in your heart that you knew God called you to do, that you know that you know that you know you're supposed to be doing this, and you just let it sit there? Well, there's sometimes when there's a time that God just says, let it sit there. Amen. And there's a time where it's just time for him, for it just to wait, just to hold on. And the traveling ministry, that was part of my thing that I know that God's called me to do it, but I just hadn't done it. I've been very stable and very stationed, if you want, at my current church. But in my heart, in my spirit, I just know that I have to. I just know I'm supposed to be doing that. And then, lo and behold, as they say, I was in the valley this last holiday, and I was able to, well, actually in Christmas time, and I was able to get three churches to be able to broadcast, be able to broadcast with us, but also be able to preach with them. And God just started this months ago, and it worked out. So I'll be able to preach at 3 churches that week. And that is not a small feat, my friends, and we're excited about it. But another thing is, I know I'm supposed to be visiting other places and doing the same thing, and I just was waiting for God to give me the green light. I think that green light is lit, and I think that we're going to be going through this stuff and seeing things happen. We're going to trust God because we know that he has the best intention in mind, that he has everything we do in his heart and his mind. So we're going to trust him that this year we're going to be doing a little bit more traveling and a little bit more ministering, and we're going to see the powerful, powerful things of the Lord happen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see the things that were added this year is Rev Media TV and the traveling part of the ministry. We're adding a couple of different places for missions. And so we're growing and we're increasing. We're growing at a good rate. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be excited that God is going to use you. God is going to take what you desire the most, and he's going to create something out of it. You just got to put forward your part. Amen. You got to put forward your part and put forward what you're doing and how you're doing it, and trusting God that God will be a blessing to you. I'm not going to tell you that last year was the easiest year to get through. I'm telling you right now that I'm testifying that I have been doing this ministry and working it full time, and God has been a blessing to me. And last year without any major real estate sales, without any major paychecks from any other place, but just by faith, no second job, nothing running on the side, just trusting God that there was amazing things. We've added more to our ministry this past year in 2011 than we've had in the last 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. Just to see the thing that the IPTV platform, which is on the air and about to go to IPTV as soon as we finish up this next month and get everybody ready for that next phase. We're going to be out there. We're going to be doing the great things that God has called us to do. My friend, God can do the same thing with you. The same simpleness. You know, God doesn't require something so technical. He doesn't require something so intellectual. He doesn't require the perfect person. But he takes the ones that are weak, the ones that are not the strongest. He takes the ones that are not perfect or imperfections. He takes the ones that are simple and just have a heart to do what he wants to do. And he uses that. You know, again, having lunch with a friend of mine today, he reminded me of that commercial that we just seen. If you didn't know about it, that happened during the football game between the Patriots and the Broncos, he had just finished playing at that point, and that section of the game, they went to a commercial, and it had a beautiful commercial by Focus on the Family, another great media producer, media provider out there. The great, great little 30-second minute video. I don't remember how long, but it was John 3:16. He did just a quick recital with kids, different images, different shots of kids reciting, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever shall believe shall not perish." But the way they did it was so beautiful, so perfect. And you know, that little section, that little segment was able to reach 10 million people, went and Googled up the name, Googled John 3:16, 10 million people. I mean, that's amazing in that few minutes. And, you know, that's all that God does. That's all God needs is someone just being obedient, someone just being creative. It was simple. It wasn't the best actors. It wasn't the best actresses. It wasn't the best things available. They used what they had. They came up with an idea that was open to everyone. It does not require you to have the best of everything to do ministry, or the greatest of everything. You just work with what you got. And I tell you, they did some great, they had great resources, but they chose to go with something simple, something easy on the eyes, something openly for people. And I tell you, my friends, that right there makes the difference. That right there is a challenge to anyone that's thinking about doing anything in ministry for God. Just keep it simple. Let the Spirit of God do the rest. You know, I've been raised in a very charismatic life and background, and I have weaned myself from that much. Not because of I can't, because I can, trust me. But I would rather allow the Spirit of God to have its way and its freedom and change people's lives versus me creating anything theatrical or anything that brings attention to myself and seeing God's power touch people's lives, because his power is greater than anything I can jump around and scream about. And I don't mean to hurt anyone's feelings. That is charismatic, because I love praising God. I love worshiping. I love worshiping loudly. I love lifting hands and praying. I love it all. But I've seen in my most recent trips to India the greatness of allowing him do it instead of me do it. Letting his power just manifest and touch regardless of what I've seen in front of me. The simpleness, my friends, the simpleness of just him doing stuff versus me doing stuff. You see, God is powerful in that way, that he will change people's lives if you let him. We are just the vessel. We allow him to use us in however way he chooses fit. And to see that commercial from Focus on the Family, that was nice. And for a person that does media, and you're always thinking in the back of your mind when you're putting something together, you know, do I have the right script? Do I have the right people? Is this going to be directed correctly? Is this what I really want? Or could I have done it a different way? The simpleness, my friends, You keep it simple. And if you do that, I promise you, if you keep it simple, that God is going to do something with whatever you do for him. He is faithful. And I was thinking about this scripture, just coming home the other day. He is faithful, even to the very end. He is faithful to accomplish, even to the very end. He is faithful, even to the very end. When I read that, God worketh for good. It says, God worketh for good, even to the very end. God worketh for good. He is faithful, even to the very end, worketh for good. And when you look at that scripture, he worketh for good. A lot of people bring that scripture up and they talk about, oh, well, it's because even when things are bad, it's going to come out good. Okay, I can take that. I accept that. I can accept that. I believe that's part of it. But I think of it this way. Even when we can't be where we need to be, even when we seem to mess things up, even when we don't have what we're supposed to have, even when it looks like it's a horrible product, even when we don't know where we're going to go with it, but we made it anyway for God and we did this for the Lord, he is able to accomplish it even to the very end. He worketh for good. He worketh for good even to the very end. Even to the very end. My friends, I believe that no matter how you try, you just need to try. That God will use you in some way, in some fashion, when you completely put your trust in him and trust that he has it in your best interest. God has his best interest for you. Yes, he does. He has his best interest in mind and your best interest in mind when you completely trust him. All right, my friends, my address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Email me, david@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. Thank you for tuning in. Let's see if I get rid of this code in between the time that I see you. God bless you. Take care.